Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept a ceasefire in Cairo on Monday, part of a growing international pressure to bring an end to the eight-month-old conflict with Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on the efforts.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly passed a resolution Monday endorsing the ceasefire plan. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Palestinian civilians are living through sheer hell through no fault of their own. And the humanitarian situation in Gaza has gotten worse and worse and worse.
The ceasefire deal outlined by the United States 10 days ago would allow for the release of the remaining 120 Israeli hostages in captivity. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Reuters' Angela Johnston tells us more about the UN resolution adopted and Hamas's response.
Monday's resolution welcomes that proposal, says Israel has accepted the deal, and calls on Hamas to agree to it.
Will those in favor of the draft resolution please raise their hand?
14 Security Council members voted in favor.
Abstentions?
Russia abstained. Its ambassador asked what Israel had specifically agreed to. Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S.-drafted resolution. In a statement, the militant group said it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the plan's principles.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston. The U.S. military said Monday that it plans to stockpile aid shipments on a secure beach in Gaza during a U.N. pause on distributing food from the American-built pier after one of the deadliest days of the Israel-Hamas war. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A snap election called by President Emmanuel Macron after Sunday's bruising loss to Marine Le Pen in the national rally in EU elections is a risky move that opens the possibility that the extreme right might move with it. The move was a shock, according to Anne Muxel, the executive director of Sciences Po Center of Political Sciences, adding that it left the country of France in an uncertain situation.
It's a play at risks because it opens the possibility that the extreme right arrives for the first time at the government. It opens the eventuality to have a cohabitation in France.
Yeah, the Eurosceptic anti-immigration national rally did score a majority. Macron would remain president for three more years. South Korea's military says it is detecting signs that North Korea is installing its own loudspeakers along their border. This is a day after the South blared anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcast over its speakers. South Korea's broadcast on Sunday was in retaliation for the North sending over 1,000 balloons filled with trash and manure over the last 8 weeks. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports a jury is now deliberating in Hunter Biden's federal gun case.
Jurors in Delaware have started deliberating whether the president's son is guilty of charges over a revolver he bought 6 years ago. When prosecutors say he was addicted to crack, they claim he lied on a federal form that he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. In closing arguments, a prosecutor told jurors to focus on the overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden and disregard the gallery, which included First Lady Jill Biden. Hunter Biden's lawyers have tried to show he did not consider himself an addict when he filled out the form. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Doctors Without Borders says a notorious Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group fighting Sudan's military for over a year fired shots and looted a main hospital in the western region of Darfur, forcing its closure. The RSF attacked the South Hospital in El Fasher, capital of the city north of Darfur, in the province Sunday, opening fire on medical staff and patients. That's according to the A Group in a statement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.